Before we go to our Earth Watch guests, we just want to do a quick update on what is happening with COVID-19. And in fact, let's just start now with this clip from NBC News.
A grim milestone, 100,000. Americans from all walks of life, across generations. The New York Times filled its front page with just 1,000 of the grandfathers, grandmothers, husbands and wives, sons and daughters. 100,000 taken so fast by COVID-19, this country is still reeling in shock. Cody Lister of Colorado was a healthy 21-year-old kid.
Cody he had the best smile in the world, and he would reach out and use that.
Korean War vet James Mandeville was 83 years old when COVID took him from his family. Dariana Dyson was just 15.
This hurts people. This hurts people in ways that they'll never be able to come back from.
In just a few short months, this pandemic sweeping the world has infected some 2 million here at home. Hospitals turned into battlefields.
It is absolutely heartbreaking. From the young to the old, they are all very sick.
Our new soldiers, the frontline workers, have fallen in service too. Chicago nurse Chris Guzman was a 35-year-old with three young children. Louisiana cop Mark Hall Sr. had 30 years on the force. Philip Dover, two decades driving a bus in New Jersey. And as we gingerly open up, perhaps wave from a safe distance, we have not had time to grieve.
Somebody who passes away has, you know, touched many other people's lives, and no one's here besides them but me.
100,000. The obituary names grow daily with no end in sight. Painful to learn of the hopes and dreams lost. And when we can't say goodbye in person, it hurts.
I give them a moment of silence and respect them because we all have loved ones out there.
We as survivors must remember, no one, no matter who they were, should leave this world alone.
Just incredible. I mean, just in a few months, imagine over 100,000 people. You know, it's a question Dr. Fauci posed, the question of how many deaths can we stomach? And meanwhile, in California, according to data compiled by the San Jose Mercury News, this is reported in Salon.com, there is a new spike of new cases in California on May 25th, breaking a previous one-day record from May 5th, when there were 2,546 cases were reported across the state. That's May 5th, and now 2,565 new cases in California on May the 25th. And, you know, as so many of the experts warned, with this opening up that has happened in California and other states, that we do see the possibility of spikes, putting people before, putting profits before people. Trump has pushed the state governors to reopen businesses despite warnings from health professionals. Now, every state has now reopened some non-essential businesses and eased at least some restrictions meant to curb the spread of the virus. However, states are moving at very different paces. Although nationally, new COVID-19 cases are thankfully on a gradual decline, but there are 13 states where the number of reported cases are trending up. This according to CNN. The states where daily new cases are increasing include Alabama, Arkansas, California, Florida, Maine, Mississippi, Nevada, North Carolina, North Dakota, South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, and Wisconsin. Now, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, a former Food and Drug Administration commissioner, told CNBC on Wednesday, May 27th, that U.S. coronavirus hospitalizations have crept higher due to states' efforts to reopen and to return some semblance of normalcy. And in California, California health officials are warning us, saying, look, we have to be very, very careful with this reopening in California, because there is a thought that the spike happening now in California is as a result of the opening up. Now, across the world, COVID-19 is spreading faster in global south countries. I mentioned Haiti earlier in the previous segment, where in the last 3 days there have been 300 deaths. So that has really shot up in Haiti, the hotspot in the Caribbean. In Brazil, led by far-right President Jair Bolsonaro, is now the Latin American country hardest hit by the virus. In Brazil, over 25,000 people have died. Over 411,000 have contracted it. Trump took a similar approach. Bolsonaro took a similar approach to Trump. But now Trump has also closed the U.S. borders for people coming in from Brazil. Mexico is the second hardest hit Latin American country, with over 8,500 reported deaths and over 78,000 reported cases. And when we look at the African continent as a whole, there have been over 3,600 reported deaths and over 124,000 cases. But meanwhile, South Korea, that was held up as a big success story given their wide level of testing, one of the earliest places to be impacted by COVID-19 after China, has a death count of 269, with just over 11,000 reported cases. Imagine that, 269. The U.S. is a lot bigger country, but if you contrast the deaths in South Korea, it is way lower. However, the not-so-good news is that South Korea has retightened its lockdown restrictions after a spike in cases. Indonesia had over 1,400 people die from the virus, with over 24,000 reported cases. There's a lot of worry now about Indonesia and that the virus may become a runaway, especially given all of the islands that make up the nation of Indonesia. Sweden, over 4,200 people have died. Over 35,000 people have contracted COVID-19. And the UK has the second highest number of COVID fatalities, with over 3,700 reported deaths. And Boris Johnson, the Conservative Prime Minister there, very much, who himself had COVID, by the way, being criticized by the way his government has been handling the virus. And finally, before we go on to our next segment, Black people in the United States continue to make up a disproportionate share of fatalities from COVID-19. You also see in the UK, for example, communities of color very, very hard hit. But in the US, nearly 23% of reported deaths are African American as of May 20th, according to CNBC. Now, contrast that Black people only make up 13% of the total U.S. population. In Georgia, which was one of the first Republican-led states to reopen, Black people represent 32% of the state's population, but account for roughly 47% of COVID-19 deaths. In Louisiana, Black people make up nearly 33% of the state's population, but account for 54% of deaths. Indigenous and Latino communities, very, very hard hit. Also, the Navajo Nation, now one of the hardest hit places per capita in the United States. Right now, a big crisis happening. The Navajo Nation has surpassed New York and New Jersey for the highest per capita coronavirus infection rate in the United States. This according to CNN. An example among the Latino population, very hard hit as well. In Rhode Island, for example, Latinos represent about 16% of the state's population, but make up about 43% of those testing positive for COVID-19. This according to the Department of Health. And also in Chicago, the Latino infection rate also very, very high. So we just wanted to share with you some of the update, given the grim milestone now, over 100,000 deaths in the United States.